Yeah, well, good evening, sir.
Thanks, French. How are the kids?
Oh, they're doing fine, sir.
Uncle Bill!
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi. Hi.
You're invited to our party tonight.
What kind of party?
School.
Party in school?
The teacher's giving it, and all the parents are invited.
It's a sort of open house, sir, so that the parents may examine the results of the semester.
They're going to put my drawing on the wall so everybody can look at it.
Kind of like an art exhibit, huh?
Mm-hmm. And the teacher's going to show my arithmetic paper, the one I got the A minus on, not the C. You come, won't you, Uncle Bill?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
You'll come too, won't you, Mr. French?
Oh, I should be honored, Jody.
That's good.
Oh, sir, this evening may present a dilemma.
Huh? Like what?
Oh, so the opening of the Van Gogh exhibit.
Oh, we can look at Van Gogh stuff some other time. How about you? Oh,
to be sure, sir, I place much greater value on an original Buffy than a Van Gogh.
Bam! Bam! Rembrandt could do that well when he was her age.
Buffy, may I ask what those figures represent?
Oh, those are people. They missed the first moon plane, and they're waiting for the next one to arrive.
Well, of course. You know, flying to the moon is going to be as easy as flying to Chicago.
I think so, too. Come on, Uncle Bill. Let's go look at my arithmetic paper.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Buffy.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Timmy. Uncle Bill, meet my best friend in the whole class. Her name is Jill.
And her brother, Timmy, is my best friend in the whole class. And he has a real-life frog that lives in his pocket sometimes.
I'm Bill Davis. I'm their uncle.
How do you do? I'm Jill and Timmy's mother, Margaret Williams.
This is Mr. French.
How do you do, madam?
How do you do?
We were just admiring the artwork. I think it's better than some of the stuff you see at the exhibits.
Well, at least you know what these children had in mind.
Uncle Bill, my arithmetic.
Okay, in a minute.
I was just about to abandon Jill and Timmy and get a cup of coffee. Would you care to join me?
Thank you. Listen, Jody, I'll make a deal with you now. I'll go and get some coffee with Mrs. Williams, and later on, we'll have some ice cream, okay?
You've got a deal.
Mr. Davis, I'll study Jody's arithmetic with him. In fact, I'd be glad to shepherd the entire flock.
Marvelous. It's right this way.
What do they want coffee for when they could be looking at our pictures?
And our arithmetic. Sometimes it's hard to understand grown-ups.
I've got another one at home. Vicky, she's 16.
We got a 16-year-old, too. Sissy.
Six between us? That's pretty frightening.
Population explosion. Sissy goes to Lexi High.
Well, so does Vicky. You know, our lives seem to be running in parallel lines.
Your husband an engineer, too?
No, I'm a widow.
No, I'm a bachelor. I inherited my brother's kids last year. You mind if I call you for parental advice if the situation gets desperate?
All right. Anytime.
How about tomorrow? We'll have dinner and talk about it.
I'd like that.
Why?
Well, I think I'd better go and compliment Jill on her drawing. Young artists are very sensitive, you know.
Yeah, I have to admire Jody's arithmetic, too.
I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Davis.
Name's Bill. I'll call you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Very well, sir. And have a pleasant evening. Good night. Oh, no, children. Off to bed.
Can't we just stay up until Uncle Bill gets home?
No, Mr. Davis is working late and then dining with Mrs. Williams.
Jill's mother? Timmy's mother?
Yes, the one and the same. Now, off to bed and quickly.
Good night, Mr. Fred.
Good night, Mr. Fred.
Good night, Buffy and Jody.
Buffy? Maybe Uncle Bill likes Timmy's mother.
Sure he does. That's why he's eating with him.
Do you think she likes him?
Uh-huh. That's why she's eating with him.
Buffy? Wouldn't it be something if Uncle Bill married Jill's and Timmy's mother?
There sure would be a lot of kids.
Yeah. It'd be fun all living here falling over each other.
Yeah.
Jody,
how do people get married?
I don't know.
Let's ask Sissy. Sissy, excuse me, but how do people get married?
Well, first they fall in love.
Jody, do you think Uncle Bill and Jill's mother fell in love?
I don't know how you can tell.
Well, if they did, Jill could sleep with me and I could pass her all day.
Yeah, and I can play boys' games with Timmy.
They even got a big sister for you to play with, Sissy. Her name is Vicky.
I know. I met Vicky at school today. She said her mother knew Uncle Bill.
Is she nice?
Mm-hmm. Very.
Then maybe Uncle Bill should marry Mrs. Williams.
Right. Then we'd all have friends.
Get to bed.
Good night, Sissy.
Good night.
Good night.
Morning. Have fun last night, Uncle Bill.
Uh-huh. It was very nice.
Having dinner with Jill's mother tonight, too?
Well, that's possible.
Did you hug her and kiss her like they do on TV?
Hey, wait a minute. What is all this?
Oh, they've decided that you should marry Mrs. Williams.
Well, I just met her.
They also want Timmy and Jill to be their brother and sister.
Oh. And Sissy likes Vicky.
Maybe you'll get in love with her soon, huh, Uncle Bill?
Well, I'll think about it, okay?
Think real hard.
All right, you made your point. Now, will you get out of here before you're late for school?
Okay, Uncle Bill, but could you sleep overnight Saturday?
Okay, if it's all right with her mother, I'll ask.
Can I ask Timmy?
Yeah, I suppose so. In fact, that's a good idea. You know, Mrs. Williams likes sailing and she wants to go along Sunday. We're going to be going all day. You want to ask Vicky, too?
Oh, good idea. Come on.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Williams.
Bye, Mr. Williams.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Vicky Williams.
Timmy Williams.
Jill Williams.
This way,
Timmy! Jill!
Oh, Vicky, I'm so glad you could come.
Oh, me too.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, allow me.
Oh, I'll take it, Mr. Finch.
Very well, miss.
Wait till you hear what I have to tell you.
What?
Albert Turner called Mary Phillips. Mm-hmm. He told her that he likes Edna Allen.
Oh, really?
Edna Allen is going steady with Felix Morton.
You're kidding. Uh-huh. Here, Timmy, I'll take it. Come on.
Mr. French, can me and Jill have some cookies?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes, of course, Buffy.
Come on, Jill.
Oh, what a groovy room. You like it? Such good taste. I'm really glad you invited me.
Oh, and we've got a double date arranged for tonight.
Marvelous. I think I'll like any boy you think I'll like.
Do you know Alan Peabody?
Not exactly.
Well, he's in my math class. He called me for a date, and I told him I couldn't go because I had a friend spending the night. So he said he'd bring somebody neat for you.
Oh. Good. Oh, why don't you look over my clothes, and I'll look over yours, and then we can borrow back and forth?
Oh, great. It's like we each had a whole new wardrobe.
Sure is. Oh, is that your dress?
Mm-hmm. And this is my old friend, Mrs. Beasley.
I hope she'll be my friend, too.
Oh, she will. Mrs. Beasley likes you. She told me.
Can she talk?
Oh, only to me, because she's shy.
This is a crib.
Signed by Willie Mays.
Boy.
My Uncle Bill got it for me. And here's my baseball glove. It's Major League, small size.
I forgot to bring mine.
That's okay. You can use this. I can catch barehanded, even if it stings a little.
Hey, it fits.
Yeah. I think it's good for me to have a brother. When Uncle Bill and Mr. French are busy, I'm surrounded by girls.
We have to scream when we play, Mr. French.
Oh, good evening.
Hi. We have dates with Sissy and her friend.
Oh, come in, please, won't you? Just wait here a moment. I'll tell her.
Does it look all right?
Beautiful. I like it on you better than on me.
And mine is more for you than it does for me.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we lived together? Then we could do this all the time.
And then we could each have two wardrobes.
Oh, here, try my lipstick.
Yes?
Oh, the young men are here, Miss Sissy.
Oh, I'm not ready. Well, I'll tell them you'll only be a minute, okay?
Okay.
Sissy will be right out. I'm Vicky.
Alan. And this is Norman. Hi.
Hi. Let's wait in here for Sissy. I go to Lexi.
No kidding. Well, how come I haven't seen you around?
I go there, too.
Well, who have you got in English?
Old Foster.
Oh, the last of the dinosaurs. I had him last term. Boy, could I tell you about him.
Oh, good. Does he like girls to wear makeup?
Well, what he likes is good grammar. It's weird.
Hi, Alan.
Oh, hi, Sissy. He's Norman.
Hi. Ready?
Old Foster doesn't care what you write. It's only how it's written.
Oh, I'm terrible at grammar.
Oh, it's easy. Would you like me to give you the basics?
Oh, would you?
Yeah. I thought you were with him.
Oh, no. He's not my type.
When are we going to the park to play ball?
As soon as Mr. French is ready.
Well, let's practice in the living room. It's big.
We're not allowed.
Mr. French won't know. He's busy making something in the kitchen. Come on.
All right, get over here.
Here, catch.
Heavens, that was a priceless royal servant.
Who is responsible?
Jody.
Jody? But you know you're not allowed to throw a ball in the living room.
Yes, sir.
I shall have to acquaint Mr. Davis of this, and I should think that at the very least it'll mean a week without TV. Now go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Why did you say I did it?
Well, you did.
You threw the ball hard.
Yeah, but you were supposed to catch it.
You threw it way over my head. You don't throw good.
I'm a good thrower. A lot better than you, I betcha. And I'll bet Willie Mays didn't sign that ball at all. Your uncle just wrote his name.
He did not.
Jody!
Timmy, stop!
Timmy!
Timmy's your guest!
Who started it?
He did. Boy.
Well, behave yourselves. Jody, it's up to you to entertain Timmy.
It's a good thing Mr. French didn't see you. You wouldn't have had dessert for a week.
Boy.
Likes the pink dress.
I'll do it, Buffy.
Mrs. Beasley likes me to dress her. She doesn't want anybody else to see her with her clothes off.
She said she wants me to do it.
Mrs. Beasley talked to you?
She said she likes me better than you.
After I dress her, I'll feed her and take her for a walk. You can come along, Buffy.
Very well, Mr. Davis. I'll have them gather their things at once. Goodbye, sir.
Mr. French, was that Uncle Bill?
Yes, calling for Mrs. Williams' flat. The three additional children are returning to their nest. Oh, Miss Vicky, I have to take you home in a taxi.
Oh, I've had so much fun. I hate to leave. Well, I'll tell Jill and Timmy. Goodbye, Sissy. Thank you for a wonderful time. Let's do it again soon.
Bye, Buffy. Can I come and play with Mrs. Beasley again?
I'll ask her.
Bye, Jody. See you at school tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, come along, children. I'll be back within the hour.
Bye.
Something.
Of course.
How do you stop people from getting married?
Uncle Bill?
Uh-huh. If Timmy's my brother, I'll never get to watch TV or have any dessert.
And I'll never get to play with Mrs. Beasley again.
And I wouldn't have a boyfriend left.
Sissy, why don't we just ask Uncle Bill not to marry anybody with kids?
Buffy, if Uncle Bill loves Mrs. Williams and doesn't marry her just on account of us, well, he'd be sad for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I guess we don't want him to be sad.
Not exactly.
Maybe when he comes home, he'll tell us that he got in a big fight too, and he doesn't like her.
That'd be neat.
Very nice. How did the six of you get along?
Oh, fine. See? He's happy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, my three had a wonderful time. They came back bubbling. Can't wait to get together again. Maybe next time they could come over to my house.
You think that little maid of yours could handle all six of them?
Of course. Lucille may not be as awesome as your Mr. French, but she's pretty tough.
I mean, French has got a trick, you know. He just kind of raises one eyebrow and rears back, and it stops him cold.
I imagine Lucille and French working together could really do a job on them. And yet...
What?
Oh, I don't mean now. Maybe never, but... Well, I've always tried to be a pal to my children, but it's not the same as having a father. Well, your children need to...
Margaret, I'm not a pal to my kids. Because they're kids, and I'm an adult. And I'm older than they are, and I'm smarter, and I'm more responsible. And I take care of them, so I decide what's best for them, too.
Bill, I think you misunderstood me. I guess maybe it did sound as if I were trying to propose to you on behalf of my group, but I wasn't really. I was just thinking out loud.
I know. I couldn't think of anything better, but if it ever did happen, it'd be because we fell in love, not because it was convenient for six kids, right?
Right. I've always wanted to drink champagne with an honest man.
Evening, Bill.
Did you sleep?
Yes, sir, except Miss Sissy. She's catching up on her homework. She was very busy over the weekend entertaining her house guest.
Yeah. French, I don't suppose you ever consider this marriage thing seriously, but if you ever do, forget it. Three kids are enough.
That was my impression, sir.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to break it to them, though. They were looking forward to this merger.
They were looking forward to it, sir, with a great deal of glee and good spirits.
Hey, I thought you were asleep.
We woke up because we wanted to know if Jill and Timmy are moving in.
Not that I know of.
You mean their mother is coming to live with us without them?
No, nobody's coming here but us. And I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
Hooray! Yay!
Sissy!
Hooray! What's happening?
Sissy, Uncle Billy isn't marrying all those kids.
You're not? Oh, Uncle Bill, congratulations.
I thought...
It would be us against them all the time.
When I came back from sailing...
Sissy said that we had to like the kids because you like their mother.
We wanted you to be happy.
Even if we were going to be sad.
I think we ought to say what we mean around here.
So, when I think what might have happened, that mass of tiny creatures.
Yeah, we would have been one big unhappy family.